I can tell you now that every line into the Nolan show today is jammed. I can see here someone saying that he was a past pupil and he wants to tell us his story. Let's speak this morning to Declan. Declan, you were a past pupil of St Coleman's College in Newry, correct?
That's right, Stephen.
What would you like to say?
Stephen, I was a pupil there from 1978 to 1985. During that time, Malachy Finnegan was president for the whole period. I would safely say that it was the worst-kept secret in the college that he was doing something with young boys, at least. I have to say I wasn't abused by him in that sense. We were slapped and caned, but not sexually abused. But I, in my upper sixth year, boarded for one term from Christmas to Easter. And there was a palpable fear on the face of some of the younger boarders whenever he entered the study hall.
My goodness. Are you telling me that it was... I don't want to put words in your mouth, so let me just phrase this so that I'm not doing so. How widespread do you believe the knowledge was within the culture of that school?
The study hall was basically all grades, all years. He would have walked into the study hall and earmarked whoever it was he was earmarking. And whichever teacher or priest was in charge of the study hall basically buried his head when it happened.
So what do you mean earmarked?
He would have walked in and selected whoever it was he was selected, took them out for, we assumed it was a private mass. And whichever priest or teacher, lay teacher, was in charge of the study hall just buried their head.
Well, what we cannot do this morning is, and we need to stick to fact, so we do not have any evidence whatsoever that any teacher or indeed priest knew what Finnegan was doing. But Declan, you can tell me what you knew. Are you telling me that as a boy in that school, you knew what Finnegan was up to?
Yes. Categorically, yes.
Did your friends know?
Yes.
So is it fair to... Was it widely known within the school that Finnegan was a paedophile?
Yes, I would say it was, Stephen, yeah.
How sure are you of that?
I would put my mortgage on it.
So this is what I mean about this story unfolding in front of us this morning. Because
whenever this story broke, Stephen, in the Newry Democrat, 3 weeks ago, the press release from the college, there is a Facebook group that I'm part of, which are all ex-classmates of mine. And this thing spread like wildfire. Now, some of the comments I can't repeat on the radio, but the gist of them was that this boy is getting his comeuppance after all these years. And that was like a comment from maybe 15 or 20 ex-classmates of mine.
Finnegan's dead now, of course. The obvious question this morning from what you're saying, and we are now hearing from other pupils of St Coleman's College who are contacting the Nolan Show right now. And here's the number if you wish to do so, 03030 80 55 55. If you would prefer to write to us, nolan@bbc.co.uk. And we're staying on this story, that we can promise you. The obvious question is that if you take what Declan is telling us at face value, that both he and his friends in the school knew that Finnegan was a paedophile, if it was widely known in the school, there's an obvious question. Why was nothing done about it in the school at the time?